There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to continue our weekly tradition here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Talkers publisher and editor Michael Harrison, who's here to go through the top topics, the stories, the big items of interest in conversation as they are culled from conversations with people on radio stations and radio programs all across the country. We have the top 10 stories, then the top 10 people that are on that list. And then, exciting as it seems to anticipate, Michael and I will dissect, will disseminate, will examine, will exhume from the past old stories to make new ones.
What's going on?
What am I on? I'm on lack of sleep, as a matter of fact. That's what I'm on. So let's get going.
You're fine.
What'd
you say you were on?
I'm on lack of sleep. That's right.
Oh, that's very dangerous.
It is. It can be. I went to see the Billy Joel concert. That's got to be more people who do talk radio should talk about things like that. Well, what a great experience for people to have to go to something like that, get inspired. We're always looking for inspiration.
Here's how I would use Billy Joel. So I went to see the Billy Joel concert last night. I wonder if he's a liberal or a conservative. I wonder how he feels about Obama.
I bet. I'm going to tell you, I think we could probably figure it out fairly quickly, but we could maybe have the conversation without having that as a part of it.
All right. Were there a lot of people at the concert?
It was sold out Fenway Park. Can you imagine the average price for a ticket, $100? There are 36,000 people. That's $3.6 million. And for a performance, he went on for 2.5 hours, didn't stop. It was slow, and then it built, and it became really a very engaging thing. And so it was really quite the thing to see a guy who is our age, who still obviously has it. And he was pleased with himself. You can sort of see by the end of the concert, he's saying to himself, you know what, I still got it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, if I made that much money, even if I couldn't sing, I'd be pleased with myself.
Well, I'm sure
we went into the wrong business. We should have been rock stars.
Well, we should be doing what Rush Limbaugh's doing, because he's getting about the same performance fee under the circumstances. All right, let's talk about that after we go through our list.
Here we go. Okay,
stories.
At number 10, Major League Baseball All-Star Game. At number 9, something that I have been following very closely and have gotten tremendous pleasure out of watching, the Pluto mission, the New Horizons mission, and now some of the images of Pluto have been coming back. NASA scores a big one, and it's a great moment for the United States space program. At number 8, El Chapo, Escape Mexican Corruption. Those two together, the escape and Mexican corruption. At number 7, Illegal Immigration and the Steinle Slaying. Number 6, really fermenting and coming to it's coming to a point now where it isn't looking very good for Bill Cosby.
No.
The Bill Cosby rape allegations.
Yeah.
Even the people that have been supporting him are no longer supporting him. Giving him the benefit of the doubt, there doesn't seem much doubt anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Obama's prison visit at 5. Caitlyn Jenner's ESPY Award at number 4. At number 3, the deadly Chattanooga military assaults. At number 2, the 2016 presidential candidate's activities. And most of that centering around Donald Trump. And number 1, the Iran nukes deal. The people on the survey, Kate Steinle at number 10, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman at number 9, at number 8, Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz, Caitlyn Jenner and Bill Cosby at 7, at 6, Jeb Bush and Rick Perry, Scott Walker and Ted Cruz share the number 5 spot, Bill and Hillary share number 4, Donald Trump is way up there at number 3, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei at number 2, and Barack Obama is number 1, and there you have the hodgepodge snapshot of what people were talking about on News Talk Radio this past week.
All right, so with the circumstance that presented itself toward the end of the week, number 3, the Chattanooga military assaults, and the name associated with those assaults, We get back around to a discussion, it seems to me, in a lot of news talk radio stations and programs about the people who commit these crimes. And the reason that I sort of focused on it is because number two is the Ayatollah and number one is Barack Obama. A lot of people think the two of them, you know, as well as I do, that a lot of these right of center stations, these programs, the hosts are happy to put Barack Obama is still into the Muslim League, and because of the Iranian deal, they must be real brothers, and you know, all of this kind of conjecture and stuff that comes forth. So with that, the name of the person who was responsible, 24-year-old responsible for the Chattanooga shootings, very much a Muslim name. And so people come back around. I was listening to a couple of programs. People say, wow, look at this. These, all these murdering cutthroat Muslims. And so just for the heck of it, I looked at how many people have been killed in the last 24 hours in Chicago. How many people have been killed in the last 24 hours in New York, Washington, Miami, and Los Angeles. And there were more than four murders in each one of those cities in the last 24 to 48 hours. And none of them committed by anybody who had a Muslim name. So is it that we have more focus on these names? I'm not saying by any stretch of the imagination, I don't want anybody to hear this the wrong way, that I'm giving this guy a pass, because I'm not. And we have a lot of these people who get involved in these things because of their religious ideas, and they're there to do us harm. But they're also by the people who would condemn all Muslims. And they would say all the crime in our country is being committed by Muslims. That's not true. There's a lot of crime being committed by illegal aliens that have Hispanic names. And there are a lot of blacks who shoot up some of the cities this past week. A couple of people that I saw arrested were black. A couple were white. They didn't have Muslim names. So we get into this situation where we're assuming that most of the bad stuff going on in our country is by one group of people. And I think that's something that gets, I don't know if dangerous is the right word, but certainly isn't accurate, nor is it fair. So how do you suggest we handle that if people are thinking that way?
Well, first of all, you're commenting on a tendency of the human condition to connect dots.
Yes.
The human species is an animal that sees patterns in nature, and we tend sometimes to put the patterns together to what we want them to be as opposed to what they really are. An example is looking at a cloud and saying, oh, look, it looks like a horse, or looking at a pattern of stars, oh, look, it looks like a teapot, when in fact there's no teapot, there's no horse. So much of this are people connecting dots that are not there in order to create a story or a picture that they don't necessarily that is not necessarily factual in any kind of truth. On the other side of the coin, I do want to mention that it was a military assault as opposed to a street crime.
Yeah.
So that has a little bit of a different meaning in terms of the whole concept of terrorism and political motivation and national.
If you like, let's pause for a moment. Then I'd like you to expand on that just for a second, if you will, Michael. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show with me. I'm Doug Steffen.
Inventory is everything. Product sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Improve the look of your home for less with hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Choose from over 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, woodlook tile, and more. All for a lot less than other stores. This week, get gorgeous pre-finished 3/4-inch solid copper heavy hardwood for $3.29 and more from 99 cents. $2 instant savings on our hottest Bellawood matte-finished hardwood floors. North American and European laminate from 49 cents and more.
And 18-month special financing
for the floor you want at the price you deserve. Visit LumberLiquidators.com. To find a store near you.
Elder financial abuse remains both underreported and misunderstood. What's more, as America's population ages and life expectancies rise, more and more cases are possible. That's according to a study from Allianz Life. Katie Libby is the company's vice president of consumer insights.
Despite a reluctance to turn to others for help, we found that elders who regularly talk to third-party resources feel that they're better equipped to identify and prevent financial abuse. That's why we've partnered with the Better Business Bureau on Safeguarding Our Seniors, a program that includes free resources that describe red flags to watch for and tips for prevention. The effort also features an initiative that sends volunteers to community and senior organizations to educate and encourage discussion on financial abuse.
To learn more about the Safeguarding Our Seniors campaign, visit AllianceLife.com/SOS. That's AllianceLife.com/SOS.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Harrison, who operates Talkers Magazine, which is in Talkers, part of Talkers.com. Talkers Television is there, Talkers Radio is there, and an overview of what goes on in this business every week is our job in this hour of the program with Michael, the expert, and he presents us with not only the list, but a lot of back room, behind the scenes conversations that he's privy to about some of these issues. So I brought up the whole business of who are the bad guys here and how do we keep them from being all in one bucket. So you were explaining that.
Well, yeah, basically there are bad guys, you know, in every bucket. There are bad guys in every group, and we draw patterns. We connect dots the way we want to see them. So, you know, in the case of the Muslim name and the Chattanooga military assaults, you know, people could say, oh, look, Muslims, and you're saying you did a survey of crimes and all kinds of ethnic groups and religious groups.
Well, all kinds of everybody, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just saying that this one was a military assault, so it has a little bit more of a newsworthiness than, you know, street crime that goes on all the time.
All right. Let me have
any one murder is more important than another murder, but in terms of news and views. But yeah, Muslim organizations have come out against this, saying, "Hey, we do not condone this. We, you know, it makes it very bad for the innocent, well-meaning people of any group when members of their group commit crimes or put fuel on the fire of hatred that makes it bad for the innocent. This is a serious problem we've been dealing with for years, in terms of society." And the way we fight it is to try to be rational and speak honestly and reasonably and not try to pile on and, soak the fires of hatred.
But that's what happens with some hosts on some programs, is it not? Is that some people think that's entertaining?
Well, I mean, that's what the nature of this medium is to have different points of view. And come on, let's face it, there's also reason for people to have that point of view. There is a problem.
Yeah, there is a problem
in this arena.
Yeah.
And how we go about dealing with it and how we go about making it better is subject to interpretation.
Yep.
But I wouldn't say that these people are completely out to lunch when they say that there's a problem between Muslims and the rest of the world.
Yeah, no, absolutely is. Yeah, all right, we'll pause for a moment. Back to the conversation about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The Doug Steffen approach to this happens on the Countdown with Michael every week at this time. Stand by for more in a matter of moments.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Countdown, our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, sensibly and sensitively overviewed, as I might say. Michael does a job with his staff of getting the ideas together and putting them in a list that we can disseminate, and then we can somehow dissect some of the things, at least, that are in there that are going on. One of the things a lot of people are paying attention to is the prison visit, the president, the headlines. And it was fun, actually, to listen to some of the hosts say, "President in jail. Obama goes to prison." For the first time ever, a U.S. president goes into the clinker, you know, that kind of stuff. So, all right, that was fun. And then you get down to the issue of whether too many people are in jail. And this is, again, I don't know whether it seems silly, almost specious, for the right and the left to fight or argue about this, because it seems, at least from my perspective, being neither left or right, this is a problem with people going to jail that are fool. We're wasting money and these people's lives.
Our whole prison system and our whole penal code and justice system in terms of incarceration, I think, has to certainly be examined.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of people who are in prison for committing victimless crimes, and the whole nature of prison, the whole nature of whether it's for punishment or for rehabilitation, is something that we don't fully understand or even care about. It. Most of society just says, you know, who cares what's going on in prison? I don't want to know about it. And unless somebody they know goes to prison or they go to prison, then all of a sudden it becomes a big deal. But those who pay attention to these things almost unanimously agree there's something wrong with our prison system. There's something wrong with our whole method of dealing with prisons. And, the United States has a miserable statistical record in terms of how many people are in prison and why. So, I think that this is something that we need to address and reevaluate.
All right, so let's move along with some of these other things that are here that are part of our... The El Chapo incident, number 8. What happens if he is here in America? What kind of a field day do we have with that. This guy can be tried in America. If Mexico wants him back, we can say no. What do you think is, where do we go, especially with the stations that are along the border, Tucson, the stations that we're on down there, and what happens with the elements?
I would just turn it over to Donald Trump and let him figure it out.
What are we going to do?
This is way beyond my intellectual capacity to figure this out. So I guess that's why we need Trump. You know, he'll give us the answer.
What do you really think is going on? Talk radio hosts on either side are having a little bit of fun with him. I'm finding it boring, and frankly, it's really kind of the point. If I have one more joke about his hair, I say that to people. Stop it. Stop this with the hair stuff. It's not funny. It's not amusing. Come up with something different. This guy's got the attention of the public. He's the number one candidate at the moment. Yeah, there's a long time between here and the election. But this guy is getting strong roots and deserves more real time and consideration than somebody taking shots at him, poking fun at him because of his hair. Yes?
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, that's not, making fun of his hair is not really the point of all of this. The fact of the matter is he's saying things that are infuriating many and resonating with others. And the polls are the polls, and he's bringing up issues that really need to be discussed.
All right, we're going to talk about that, whether Donald Trump would make a good talk radio host. Will Meghan McCain make a good talk radio host? As we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, the premium look at what's going on in the talk radio industry, the media of choice for a lot of people who want to get opinions based sometimes on fact and sometimes on conjecture. So Michael and I are here as we go through the list. It's very interesting to see how the hairs are split. And sometimes I have three hosts on my mind today. One of them is Donald Trump. Not a host, but would he make a good talk radio host? Let's say, I mean, he's on television. There's money to be made. We look at some of the top earners, certainly Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity make a lot of money doing this. Trump says he's a billionaire, whether he needs the money or doesn't. What sort of a talk radio host do you think he would make? Because we have a lot of politicians that go into this after they get out of politics.
Yeah, he'd be a good host. He would stir the pot. He speaks, you know, his mind. He is controversial. I don't know if I necessarily would personally like him, but you know, Trump is a great guest. He's a great newsmaker. He's a reality show host. He's a businessman. He's a colorful figure of our times. And, you know, like him or hate him, he certainly is interesting.
What do you think Meghan McCain, Meghan's starting a program next week, 6 to 9 Eastern time, I believe, on a slot or in a slot that used to be occupied by, I think it was Andy Dean, and there are a fair number of stations that are there. She's been very visible on television, been on a lot of the shows that are on the cable network, so she's been on The View. She seems to be pertinent. She seems to be intelligent. She seems to be with it. She has a name. So where does this go?
Well, you've answered it. It'll go wherever her talent will take her. She's got a great opportunity. You know, she had a head start, but that's not enough. She's earned it. She's so far proven to be interesting enough to gather attention, to have a little bit of a following, and to get herself exposure. Now she'll have an opportunity to do one step more difficult, and that is to do a regular show. That's not always easy. It's much easier to be a guest and to do an occasional TV show than to do a regular radio show.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens. I don't have the answer as to what will happen, but, you know, I think she has as good a chance as anybody else.
Well, anybody new who comes along, there are. We always have at our conventions a discussion of where's the future talent? Where's the farm club? Nobody's training. There are a lot of people who say, well, listen to the podcasts of today as the radio host of tomorrow, some of them. I don't know whether Megan has a podcast or not, and I've never heard her in a circumstance where she might be interviewing somebody else. There were people who have tried this. I think there are a number of people who have done stints on television that didn't work, and then they'd go to radio and it didn't work. It seems to me that people think this is an easy thing to do, and it's not unless you have an acumen for it. And I don't say that to stick out my chest for you and me. But we've been at this for a long time, and I guess there's a certain amount of success in having stayed around for this long a period of time. And that brings me around to a conversation that's published in Talkers about Ron Owens, who is a very well-known, legendary host on KGO, which was one of America's great talk radio stations, and much of it had to do with him. The station has fallen on hard times, not because of him. But here's a guy who's been, I think, on that station pretty much his whole career. Has he not been?
He had a bit of a career before, but he's been on the station now for 40 years.
Yeah, my God. So
yeah,
what?
And top guy.
Yeah. Oh, he's a very good host. Very interesting mm-hmm. man. And most people figured that he'd argue with the new ownership and not stay, but he hasn't, and he stayed. He has Parkinson's. And how does that affect part of what you write about?
Well, I want to say, you know, I interviewed him, and it's on my podcast.
Yes.
And I don't like to plug my stuff here, but this might be the best thing I've ever done.
Really? Well, you haven't done an interview with me yet.
My podcast with Ron Owens is getting international praise on a level that's almost embarrassing to me.
Why?
I'm very proud of it.
Why?
I'm getting a lot of praise. You know,
that's good. Why is that embarrassing?
I'm being falsely humbled. Please.
Yes, you are.
It's a great conversation between the two of us.
Yeah.
It gives me a chance to talk about Parkinson's disease and explain it and some of these new procedures that he's going to be facing.
Yeah.
And also, it is a very, very candid insight into his career and what's going on in the state of radio. And so it's at upcloseandfarout.com. If anybody wants to hear it, it's free. It runs about 44 minutes. And it's, as I said, I'm proud of it as one of the best broadcasts I've ever done. He's one of the greatest radio talk show hosts of all time.
Nice. Yeah.
So, conversation with a guy like that gave me a chance to test my own skills.
Yeah. I would say he was cut out of the same.
Really personal conversation.
The same cloth as Michael Jackson. I think the Barry Farber and Barry Gray, different guys, but they were great talk radio hosts. Owens has the ability to not be sensational, and there's a key there. Maybe it was just a fit with him in San Francisco. I always wonder whether somebody who makes it big in one city could do the same thing in another city. Sometimes
we talked about that. There was a time when they syndicated him into Los Angeles. It was a disaster. They loved him in San Francisco, and they hated him in L.A.
Yeah.
The same show that was number one in San Francisco failed miserably in L.A.
Yeah.
Right in 1997 and 1998. We talk extensively about that.
Yeah.
Right there in that particular Ron Owens experiment is the whole microcosm about local radio versus syndicated radio.
Yeah.
Plus, in 1991, Ron Owens, Rush Limbaugh, and yours truly were on a panel at the NAB talking about that, whether Rush Limbaugh in 1991 could succeed in major markets as a national host. At that time, that was considered blasphemous.
Yeah.
And Ron Owens, of course, represented the epitome of the successful local host. And I was there as the voice of reason in the middle. And we talked about that. We had that conversation some 24 years ago.
Yeah, right.
24 years ago we had that conversation, and we recall it now from this point of view. He says that Rush Limbaugh never paid him the bet. I think it was $500 or something. Because Ron Owens was able to get better ratings than Limbaugh in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Limbaugh came in and Owens proved it. Of course, Limbaugh also proved, though, that a national show can work in major markets.
Yep.
When Limbaugh was first being added to major markets, that was considered to be cheesy radio.
Mm-hmm.
Major radio stations putting on a nationally syndicated show, it was unheard of.
Well, that was the reason
radio, it could never succeed. Limbaugh changed the nature of radio with that.
Here's a sort of an insight or an inside. You know this story, but I will repeat it, not for any other reason than it's a demonstration of sort of what we're talking about here. Limbaugh has a certain bravado about him that works, and Owens has a certain way about him that works in his market. I started doing the Good Day program 2 months after Limbaugh started in August of 1988. I started doing Good Day in October of 1988 because somebody thought that, as you just sort of suggested, if all these stations would carry Limbaugh and give up what we call our inventory, which is spot load commercial time, in order to pay for one of these programs, certainly there's room for a 24-hour network of good talkers. So this person put together a network. I was doing mornings, and then there were other people around the clock. Well, the only person that survived was me, and it was because maybe it was what was necessary at the time. I don't know what the combination of things are that have allowed me to stay at this. But the real bottom line is that it really is a hard thing to pinpoint. Why is one person successful at this? Can't you say the same thing about any? It isn't just radio, but anything.
I answer that question as best I can in the article that accompanies the Ron Owens piece. Mm-hmm. And I also used this basic term to describe Mike Francesa, the sports talk show host at WFAN. Here is my answer to this provocative question that you raise. I say that these kinds of hosts rise above technique. That you cannot judge them on their technique. You judge them on their personhood.
Mm-hmm.
That these people have such a spectacularly interesting personhood about them that Mike Francesa could fall asleep on the air and that draws attention and listeners and viewers on YouTube. Falling asleep on the air got him over 1.5 million views on YouTube.
Francesca fell asleep on the air?
Not a liberal, not a conservative, not a guy that's provocative, never in the news, doesn't cause trouble. But there's something about his personhood, just about him as a person, that makes him worthy of your time and attention. And that's the answer to your question.
Yeah, it really is pretty amazing when you get right down to it. Let's pause for a moment and then continue. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with insight into the world of news talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Attention ice cream lovers, did you know July is National Ice Cream Month? Aficionados agree when it comes to the best tasting ice cream, fresh is the must-have ingredient. And no one knows that better than the folks in Lamar's, Iowa, home of Blue Bunny Ice Cream. CEO Mike Wells.
Since 1935, my family's been making Blue Bunny ice cream right here in Lamar's, Iowa. We start with fresh milk sourced daily from local farmers and turn it into out-of-this-world ice cream in less than 24 hours so that you can experience the joy that comes in every bite of Blue Bunny.
Blue Bunny is the largest privately held, family-owned ice cream manufacturer in the United States, producing more than 150 million gallons of ice cream each year, making Lamar's the ice cream capital of the world. So what is the most popular flavor these days?
Believe it or not, vanilla is still our top seller, followed by Blue Bunny fan favorite Bunny Tracks and our delicious Mini Swirls cones.
Blue Bunny has more than 400 ice cream flavors, frozen dairy desserts, and novelties. For more, go to BlueBunny.com.
Improve the look of your home for less with hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Choose from over 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, woodlook tile, and more, all for a lot less than other stores. This week, get gorgeous Amber City Strand Bamboo for just $1.99 and more hardwood floors from 99 cents. Special coupon savings on all Bellawood pre-finished hardwood with best-in-class scratch resistance. North American and European laminate from 49 cents and more.
And 18-month special financing
for the floor you want at the price you deserve. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
I operate an event center that hosts horse shows, so there are always horses there. There are also lots of families with children, and the events are a lot of fun for kids. But I was recently informed that if a child pets a horse and gets bitten, which happens from time to time, I might be legally liable for damages, not the owner of the horse or the parents of the child. Kids occasionally do silly things and get hurt. It's a part of growing up. But now we worry about the enormous cost of lawsuits in this country. That's why we should look through the lens of liberty and remind ourselves of some important principles. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family. Suing people when there's no negligence simply isn't fair.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Inventory is everything. Product sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And each week after we go through the stories, we talk about some of the ways that these stories are being treated, if you will, on talk radio programs. And then Michael gets into his own view as to how a host would do it, or what's successful and what isn't, based on his vast experience talking to all these people and being involved in his own gig here for several decades. We've been talking about three different hosts. Meghan McCain starting a radio program, a syndicated show this next week. Donald Trump, would he make a good host? And then taking a very good host, Ron Owens, who's profiled in Michael's overview. He has a weekly podcast that's there. And I said sort of tongue-in-cheekishly, you probably heard it and ignored me. You said that this one was the best one you've ever done. And I said under my breath, well, you never have done one with me yet. Wait till you do that. But these guys, I mean, the people who have been around and make it work, they all have different techniques of doing so. And I think that Owens just is smart. That's always what I thought about him. He was just smart. And people respond. In a city maybe like San Francisco, they respond to smart. Some people respond to kind of quiche stuff. Some people respond to beat him over the head. Cleveland is a great city. It seems to me, I think of Mike Trevisano and how he does there. And he wouldn't work anywhere else. But he works there, and it's not the kind of program that Ron Owens would be associated with, but yet it's a good, well-rated, and respected talk radio program. It's just, it is interesting to note how different our country is, Michael, and what tastes we have for conversation or controversy.
Yeah, and how different each person is, and that's why the worst thing that could happen to talk radio is for it to become formulaic, and for formats to supersede diversity.
But it has happened that way. That is what's going on.
Well, that's what happens when corporate interests take over any business, any art form. They become formulaic, and radio has become extremely corporate. As a result, one of its greatest art forms, talk radio, has fallen under that pressure of becoming formulaic. And it doesn't work well. And it's a shame, because the beauty of talk is that it's infinite in its potential.
It is. There's so many great things to talk about. Somebody said to me on my Good Day program this past week, well, how do you find things to talk about every day? You're on the air for 5 or 6 hours, and in the summertime, it's got to be slow. I find that when I hear somebody say like that, something like that, I boil, because the world is full of so many interesting, exciting things to observe, talk about, analyze, have fun with.
If you ever have a slow day and don't know what to talk about, you shouldn't be a talk show host.
Thank you. Ding, 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 ding. Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Check out all the things, the headlines, the features, the podcast, Talkers Television, Talkers Radio is there. It's a great place to stay up with what's going on in this fascinating field we call News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Time now is 53 past the hour. A visit with Stephen J.J. Wiseman is in order. A lawyer. Why do I choke on lawyers?
That's understandable.
Well, it was Shark Week, and I suppose that is, they say, professional courtesy. College prof at Bentley University. He's one of the country's leading experts on scams, and I want to get to one of those scams in a moment. But first, let's go to our list of talkers' stories for the week and pull out a couple that may have legal ramifications. I suppose the Bill Cosby rape allegation, number 6 this week on the countdown. People do not understand that you can't go back, because it's a criminal investigation, onto what he may have done regarding the drugs and rape. But the door never closes on civil action, right?
Well, actually, it does. And as a matter of fact, there are it's statutes of limitations. And the reason for statutes of limitations when it comes to most crimes, murder, for one, does not have a statute of limitations.
Right.
But just about all other crimes and civil actions do. And the reason for that is that there is a concern that after so much time goes by, you really can't, memories dim, they change, and you can't get a fair trial. What's interesting here is, civilly, the women who have been raped by Cosby, they cannot bring civil actions for that rape. But what they did do was, when Cosby made comments demeaning what they said, they sued him for the present civil violation of libel, slander, and defamation. So that's how they're getting it back in the court.
Really? And will that work, in your experience?
Yeah. I mean, this is, you can't say in my experience, because this one is so entirely unique in legal history.
Really?
But indeed, it does work, because this is something where, he has made comments that could be considered defamatory, and I think he's going to have a hard time getting a jury that's going to be on his side.
All right. Well, so there's something we weren't thinking about. Stephen J.J. Wiseman and Bill Cosby. Next up is The Escape of El Chapo from the Mexican jail. There are a lot of reports suggesting that he is in the United States. What happens legally to him if he's caught versus somebody catching him and just shooting him? What's in this circumstance, Mexico is so corrupt. You give him back to Mexican authorities and probably nothing happens, and he's responsible for some pretty miserable stuff going on in our country. So why couldn't we keep him and try him?
Great idea, and we could. You know, one of the problems is when he was arrested in Mexico and he violated Mexican laws, he violated United States laws. The United States wanted him extradited to go on trial here in the United States. And in point of fact, Mexico did not. They put him on trial there. They convicted him. As you said, there's corruption galore, and out he goes. I even wonder if those reports are accurate, unless there's an excessive hubris on his part about him being in the United States, because if he indeed does get caught here, there's no reason to extradite him to Mexico. He has violated American laws and is accused of it. He will go on trial here, and if he does go on trial here and gets convicted, which is a high likelihood, he would have to serve in a much more difficult prison as long as it's not in upstate New York.
And maybe with any luck at all, the people chasing him around might be blasting away at him, and a stray bullet might catch him, and that'd be the end of that.
That wouldn't be unheard of.
No. Okay. So the number five item this week in the story list from Talkers Magazine focuses on the president's visit to that prison and the ancillary conversations that's been going on this week as to how to legally get people out of jail. There's an executive, I guess, privilege that would allow some changes in that, but the Congress ought to be eager to change it, because there's so many people in jail that are there for no really good reason, right?
There are some pretty bad reasons. First of all, we imprison, I think, a higher percentage of our population than every other country in the world. Maybe I think South Africa may be ahead of us. And we've got a lot of people. There are a lot of people in prison that damn well belong there. And I used to teach in the state prisons, and even the prisoners would tell me that. However, there are a lot of people, particularly for nonviolent drug-related crimes, including some minor possessions of marijuana that years ago put people into prison for long periods. When you put them in, you put a burden on the taxpayer, you put a burden on the families. It does no good.
None.
And there are better ways of dealing with these kinds of crimes than just locking them up and making the situation worse.
So the president makes a good point in this circumstance. Yep. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our lawyer here, and he's the founder of Scamicide.com. If you're worried about something being legal or legit, check it out at Scamicide.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions, so why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.